Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Eddie Lee Jr., go online and find a top 10 list and I bring it back to Tim, Ma, Bungettis, and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, Tim, we're going to IGN.com.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about the 16 best Game Boy games of all time.
I love this. Yes. I love this so much because we've talked about video games a lot here at Kind of Funny. Over the years, we've talked about lists, we've talked about consoles, what's the best console, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Me and Jared Petty would always get into it for how much he would rock for the Wii's library.
Yeah.
And I would be like, no, there are definitely some bangers. There's Mario Galaxy. We can't take that away. Mm-hmm. But overall, when you look at the like quantity of games on the Wii versus quality amount of games on the Wii, it's not looking too good. And with the Game Boy, there's a very similar argument to be made. There's a lot of Game Boy games. But when we're talking about the sheer quality of it, I'm not surprised this is a top 16 list.
Yeah, right.
Motherfuckers couldn't get to 25.
That's honestly true. Yeah, IGN usually does top 25, don't they, for their console lists. That's really funny. And also, to that same point, I saw the title of this list, and I'm like, could I even name 16 like dope, like really dope Game Boy games? It's hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
Do we know if this includes the Game Boy Color?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I assume it does.
Because, yeah, that's the same console generation, Game Boy and Game Boy Color. Yeah. Game Boy Advance, obviously, would be different. So just GB, GBC games, Pokemon Red and Blue.
You imagine they count those as one.
Yes, and yellow.
Unless they're trying to...
Red, Blue, Yellow would count as one. Pokemon Gold, Silver, Crystal.
I mean, do you count yellow in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same generation.
Yeah.
Pokemon Gold and Crystal.
Gold, Silver, Crystal, and then Super Mario Land 2, six golden coins.
Yes.
The Legend of Zelda.
Oracle Games.
The Oracle Games and Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
What do you think? Tetris, number one.
Yeah, Tetris will be number one. What do you think is higher on the list if they're both on the list, Timmy, of the Zelda games?
Link's Awakening.
Mm.
Yeah.
You think Tetris above Pokemon?
I think Tetris is number one.
Mm. This is IGN. They're fucking nerds. Like that, and I mean that in a good way, because we're fucking nerds too. So yeah, I think Tetris is that argument of it's a perfect video game.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Game Boy iteration is the iteration of that game. Like that's what like made it a phenomenon.
I would, if I'm in the room, right, I'm bringing in the argument of Pokemania. Like Pokemon's one of the biggest just IP brands ever.
Oh, yeah.
I think like to some extent it can go either way, but I do think Tetris probably just inches it over for how fucking like clean and clear and cut how good that video game is.
Donkey Kong, 94. And then you kind of just fall off a cliff in a lot of ways. Like there's going to be some third party stuff that I'm not thinking of right now, but like the problem is like you look at like the Nintendo heavy hitters, right? Like Kirby, Metroid.
Isn't there a really good Metroid game?
No. Oh, there's Metroid 2, which is not really good.
No.
What about Kirby?
Kirby's Dream Land. Yeah, there'll be a Kirby game. I'm not educated enough to say which one. Mm-hmm. The Donkey Kong Land games are fine. You know, the Turtles games are fine.
Yeah. I had the Turtles game on Game Boy, and that was like the Turtles game that I had.
Yeah.
And that game kicked my ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a tough video game.
Yeah. One of them is like a Metroidvania type, which is interesting.
I had like whatever the beat 'em up side scroller was. But it was like, more of like a platformer, maybe mixed between the two. Because it was like, I don't think you were doing like a lot of damage to the enemies. I think it was like one hit kills that you're going to do with these guys. One that I'll throw out there that I could see on the lower end is Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories.
No, bless.
I'm putting it in there.
There's just literally not a chance.
Wait until you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised when it's on there.
We will be.
I would be very, 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 very surprised.
Again, we're talking about 16 Game Boy games. We're on 7.
But we're not. We'll get freaking like a Mega Man, one of the Mega Mans before we get Yu-Gi-Oh Boy.
The Yu-Gi-Oh Game Boy game, pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, pretty good. But speaking of that though, Pokemon trading card game.
Mm. How do we feel about Super Mario Brothers Deluxe?
No. I'm with you in that I love that, but like, no.
You don't think on? Okay.
The reality is it's a pretty bad version of Mario 1.
Yeah.
With some like pretty cool ideas multiplayer-wise, but like, it's not that great.
I feel that.
And
that's the only way I played
through that. I'm such a hater on the Game Boy, but it's just hard because I feel like the Game Boy was so technically limited that it was emulating... Like, Donkey Kong Land was just emulating Donkey Kong Country. And playing it, it's like, it's just not as good. Yeah. So, Why would you choose this over that?
Was there not another? Was there like, wasn't Donkey Kong Country on Game Boy? Because I feel like I played that.
Bless. So there was Donkey Kong Land 1, 2, and 3 on Game Boy. They also released Donkey Kong Country, which obviously was a Super Nintendo game, on Game Boy Color. But then they also released it on Game Boy Advance. And both of them had different issues. The Game Boy Color one was just like trying its best.
That,
but like,
that's the one I had. And,
the Game Boy Advance version utterly destroyed the soundtrack.
Oh.
In the bad way.
Yeah.
Like, it is unlistenably bad.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
That's a that hurts my heart for that soundtrack.
But yeah, what are we missing here? Because like,
I mean, I don't know if we're missing much. Like, I go through the Nintendo franchises in your head. Like, is there a Mario Sports game? Was Mario Golf the one that people liked that Game Boy Color?
Mario Golf. Tennis was cool too, but golf was awesome, and yeah, it was like a Camelot RPG.
Mm-hmm. Tennis didn't come into its own until the title Tim on the N64.
Yes,
introducing our boy. Waluigi.
Was there a Wario game?
Yes.
Oh,
was that Mario Land 3?
Well, Super Mario Land 2, and then yes, Wario Land 3, which will be on the list, which I've never played.
I've heard anybody who like has actually played that game like only has good things to say about it.
Yeah. So far what I have written down for us here is Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, Pokemon Gold, Silver, Crystal, Super Mario Land 2, Zelda Oracle games, Link's Awakening, Tetris, Donkey Kong 94. Metroid 2 ? A Kirby ? I put Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories, Pokemon Trading Card Game, Mario Golf, Wario Land 3. And that's
No. Mario Land 3, which is Wario Land.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Mario Land 1, I could see potentially being there. Honestly, I think Mario Land 1's a pretty bad game.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, like
I'm
from there.
Game Boy hater, man.
I mean, I have nostalgia for the Game Boy, but yeah, I'm right there with you that like once you start getting into what are the top 10, top 16 games on this thing, I think it trails off pretty quickly.
Because I have my Analog Pocket and I love that thing for how it looks, but like the reality is it's pretty much for Pokemon.
Yeah. Are there any RPGs that we're missing? Golden Sun wasn't until Game Boy Advanced, right? There's not one of those on the Game Boy.
No.
Sports games, we already got Mario on here.
Let's jump into this.
Let's jump into it. Again, we're doing the IGN Best 16 Game Boy Games of All Time. At number 16, we got Final Fantasy Legend 2.
Blind spot for me entirely. Yeah,
same here. At number 15, Donkey Kong Game Boy.
This is 94.
Wow.
I'm shocked it's this low.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I feel like I hear people talk about all the time how incredible this one is.
I thought this would be a top three.
Yeah. At number 14... Final Fantasy Legend 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. At number 13, Kirby's Dream Land. All right.
Look at that little fucker.
Guys,
this is debut.
This is so small.
I was going to say the opposite.
Wait, this is Kirby's first game?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, I could have sworn it was like an NES game.
No.
Wow.
The NES game came late. Like the NES Kirby, I want to say Kirby's Adventure, I think came out in 1996.
Yeah.
Isn't Jesus. That wild? On the NES?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that. Yeah, that's absolutely wild, dude. All right, coming in at number 12, Donkey Kong Land 2.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, this is where we're at. Okay, it came out in
93.
Kirby's Adventure.
Yeah, wild that Donkey Kong Land 2 is above Donkey Kong 94.
Yeah, it really is. Again, this isn't bad. It's just...
It's not...
Exciting.
It's like...
It's not Donkey Kong Country.
It's just not Donkey Kong. Like, compare Land 2 to Country 2, and I get that, like, one's handheld and one's not, but, like, the Game Boy didn't age well.
Yeah. At number 11, Kirby's Dream Land 2.
I like how you laugh to yourself when you say these things.
Because it's like, damn, we're only six things into the list. We got multiple Kirby's, we got multiple Donkey Kongs, and we got multiple Final Fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
We're just double dip. Like usually lists like these are like we're doing one per franchise to save room for more games
only
on here.
Top 16.
And they're doing a top 16, and we got multiple franchises already. We're not even at number 10 yet, and we're here. Cool.
Let's get it. Top 10.
At number 10. Wario Land 2. So there was a Mario Land 3 Wario Land,
mm-hmm.
and then Mario Land 4 Wario Land 2.
No. Just Wario Land 2. Wario split off to become its own thing.
Let's, to put it into like us, like our nerd kind of category, like Persona was used to be like
Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei colon Persona. And I think even before then, it was like Revelations Persona. And that was when they were trying to do all of these spinoffs for SMT to see what would stick. And then Persona stuck and then just became Persona. Yeah. You know?
So the Wario game that I played, I believe, was Game Boy Advance. And I want to say it was part of the Wario. It was Wario Land 4.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool video game. And number 9, Wario Land Super Mario Land 3.
Wario was the main villain of Super Mario Land 2.
Uh-huh.
And then he got his own game here.
It's like if you picked up Super Mario World, but you start playing as Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy.
Was that his debut? Was Super Mario Land 2?
Yes.
Okay.
And number 8, Super Mario Land. My thing is, like, I can't even call this a shit list because what do they have to work
with? It is what it is. Yeah. They're nailing it. This honestly makes me feel good because I'm like, I'm not crazy. Like,
yeah. At number 7, we got Dr. Mario.
All
right. Yeah. I'm down with that. I didn't know there was Dr. Mario on Game Boy.
I didn't either. But, and that's why I'm like, I don't know about this one.
No?
Like, Dr. Mario, I firmly think of as an NES game. But, yeah. I mean, shit, maybe I'm wrong on this. But
I can see how a Dr. Mario on Game Boy would be dope because it's just Dr. Mario, right?
Yeah.
It's the same as the Tetris thing of, like, yeah, like, if the gameplay is so pure and good and straightforward that I can see it working. And Dr. Mario, I would love, if as a kid, if I had Dr. Mario on my Game Boy, I'd be playing it all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was playing a lot of Dr. Mario 64. With my sisters, we're playing Dr. Mario multiplayer on that thing.
Hell yeah,
it's a good time. That game had a story mode too.
I know,
you know, a bunch of characters,
yeah,
a bunch of good music. That was a good. We don't talk about Dr. Mario 64 enough.
And then they made a sequel to that on the Wii, Dr. Luigi.
You're lying.
No.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know.
It was
that.
One of those eShop titles.
At number 6, we got Super Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins. All right, maybe we won't see Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Souls.
I hear a lot of great things about 6 golden coins.
Oh,
there
is so much character. There is so much to love in this game. Again, you can beat the entire thing on your first playthrough in 45 minutes. It is a tiny, tiny experience. But I think that this is vastly superior to Super Mario Land 1.
Number 5. Tetris.
What?
Whoa.
Tetris at number 5.
Wow, so Pokemon's Holy number 1. Shit. Let's get real though, motherfuckers.
That's
Gold
wild.
Silver.
Gold and silver.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
So what are we
thinking? Get real special crystal, baby.
So Tetris is number 5. We got 4 spaces left. You imagine the 2 Zelda games, the 2 Pokemon games.
Oh shit. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Do you think it goes back and forth, back and forth?
Yes. I think we start off at number 4 Zelda Oracles.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Blue and Red and Gold, Zelda Link's Awakening, and then number 1 you have Pokemon Gold.
I would personally flip Link's Awakening and the Oracle games, but I know that's me, and I know I feel like I'm outspoken on that one, but yeah, I feel like that's a solid guess.
Yeah, number 1, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories.
Shut up.
Do it, IGN. Do it. You know the power you wield. At number 4.
Though. Like, was there a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game on Game Boy Color?
Yeah.
Game Boy Color, not Game Boy Advance.
No, Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories. Mm. Now, butchered the rules. that was an entirely different rule set. Like, they had to make up for, I guess, for the power of the Game Boy. But I played the hell out of that thing. And, like, I see it pop up in the most random places online, which makes me think that there is a hardcore enough fan base for that game to get it on a list like this.
It got a 6.2 out of 10 from GameSpot.com.
Fuck you, GameSpot. You know? I would. Tamar Hussein reviewed it, I imagine.
I don't know.
We can't trust
Tamar was in the
industry. We can't trust Cam.
2002.
Get real, Tamar. It was probably Jeff Gertzman. He was still working at GameSpot at that point. God damn it. All right. Coming in number 4. Metroid 2 Return of Samus.
Fuck.
Something's getting left off this list.
That's high for Metroid 2.
It's real high. It's not a bad game, but like, dude, my problem. Barrett, can you bring up a picture, a gameplay screenshot of Metroid 2? Samus is so fucking big.
Oh, well, that's the Game Boy.
I know, but she takes like, it is egregious in this game. She's like
a giant.
A third of the screen, man. Like,
For
a Metroidvania that's like map based and you're like trying to platform and shit, man. Nah, bro.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Man, all of a sudden, I want to play Pokemon Blue and Red.
Look at her.
This is Game Boy though. Like, this is how I'd expect it to look.
No, I know, but like, the it's not good though. Yeah. This is not the top of this shit.
I mean, that brings me back to Super Mario Deluxe, mm-hmm. where it's like, wow, I am moving like two spaces to the right, and I'm already like
halfway through the level.
Yeah, I'm halfway through the level. What is going on with like the depth perception of like the size of my character and all this shit? And number three, we got Pokemon Red and Blue.
Holy shit, they're doing it. Oh, yeah. Are they not going to do it? Are they going to put Link's Awakening number one?
Did Brian Altano have anything to say on this?
Probably.
List? Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That, yeah, IGN people this, do
and
really
the fact
like
that
Link's
the
Awakening.
Oracle games aren't on here at all?
Or are they?
There's a lot of IGN people that...
If motherfuckers
like
don't
gold
have
and silver,
gold and silver...
Like, is gold and silver not even on the fucking list?
No, that would make this a shit list, and I will get really upset.
And number two, we got The Legend of Zelda okay. Link's Awakening, which means that at number one... We got Pokemon Yellow.
What
in the world? What a twist.
What?
It's kind of gold. You know, when you think about it, it's like an off.
Y'all had three Final Fantasy games on here, and you didn't put the Oracle games or Gold and Silver. You put in a fucking its own separate title when it's part of Gen 1.
Is there a technicality we're missing? Are these, did Pokemon Yellow, was that original Game Boy? Are they not doing color games? Is that the thing I'm missing here?
Gold and Silver were on the original Game Boy.
Okay.
Crystal was exclusive to color.
Gotcha.
I am incensed right now. Fuck this. Are you goddamn shitting me? You.
That's. Wow. I would not have expected this from IGN.com. I don't think we've ever.
Let's have three had, Final I, Fantasy games, but you know what? We can only, like, out of. Like, we can only put one Zelda game on.
Have we had an IGN shit list? Like, a shit rating that we put on the show?
I don't know,
IGN?
Man. I don't know. I was so with them, and they just fucking did that to me.
Wow.
The disrespect.
That was such a twist.
That was
a big twist.
I could have never seen that coming.
Holy cow. You got to love it. You can only get that kind of that.
Yeah,
kind of
I mean, look,
right
I got to give it. I'm going to give it one thumbs down because of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like overall, like, they did their best.
Yeah.
It's the goddamn Game Boy.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down because no Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories.
Like, they wow. Like, again, most of the lists, not IGN's fault. They're working with what they got.
Yeah.
But then when you get to the top four, we're like, it should be like pretty clear what those are.
Pokemon Yellow is definitively not different enough from Red and Blue to take up two spots on the list.
Yeah,
like,
that's insane.
I understand maybe not wanting to lump all three together, but I also understand lumping all three together.
Yeah.
We're talking about such minute differences.
You got a Pikachu following you all around the map.
Yes.
So yep. Put that
congratulations.
As, you put that you as turn the around, representative of Gen 1.
And you press A, and then like Pikachu's face pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
It is different.
It's different.
You're right. Man. All right. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments below what is your favorite Game Boy/Game Boy color game. Do you think this is a good list? Do you got something to say about Pokemon Gold? Does that not deserve to be on the list? Let us know in the comments below.
Holy shit.
Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Bear on the ones and twos. Get shit on.
God damn.